You're listening to the show about forks and stout wooden doors. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Greg, and I play Dew.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina. And I finally know how to read a D4, I think.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Smile and say hello.
He is. He did.
Sorry, I'm just reading the terrible... I looked at the headline.
Don't look at your computer. Play the game. Look at whatever helps you play. Don't look at your computer.
Look at this headline.
All right.
Look at that hairline. Woo!
Look at the
I was just turning
hairline.
Down my gain to protect all of you.
My hairline receding? Is that how high my forehead's always been?
Your forehead is high. Your forehead has always been high. I don't think you're losing your hair.
Let me see your widow's peak.
Especially comparatively, I think I have a short forehead, and Eric has always had a very big forehead.
Is it just measured by where your hairline
my
starts?
My eyes are like at your mouth.
Oh, you guys are so cute!
Your
video is very slow, but it's... Mm. It's okay. Doesn't matter what my video is.
Stupid.
Your video of me, of you, mine, of you. Never mind.
It's too fast.
It's too fast.
What's too fast? I don't. You keep saying it's too.
I'm just that your video is.
I'm saying that
so fast.
That your speed is just too fast.
Yeah.
Like it's.
He's making a joke that didn't land at all.
No. Nope.
Magic.
Yes.
Come on, Greg.
Are you guys on? You're not on Ethernet connection, are you?
We are, yeah.
Then how come your video is slow?
Is it for Greg? Is it slow for you, Greg?
It's like 3 seconds behind or something.
There's always a little bit of a delay. Maybe because you're hosting.
Yeah. Maybe. Because, like, the good how it's, like, not skipping at all for them. Greg's has been skipping for the past few times, but his voice doesn't seem delayed.
Right.
But I think the big test will be when we try to have a conversation in character and I have to wait 10 seconds to see if anyone heard me. I'm like, wait a second. Are they just, they don't have anything to say or they didn't get it yet?
Have they not heard it or are they reading a headline?
Yeah. Read this headline! This hairline!
Change your password. Yeah, they said that 100 years ago. On Roll 20, there was that data breach 100 years ago, right?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Did you change your password?
I think I changed my password.
Because this didn't pop up last week.
Well, why are you logging in as me? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you're the breach.
Uh-oh.
He's the breach.
He's the
probably.
Breach. Were you born breach?
He's the breach.
Breach trees are my favorite trees.
Oh, if Greg thought that was funny, boy, do we have a Telegram conversation to show you.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It was so terrible. They were all jokes about cells because there was an animation of little blobs under a microscope dancing. And Eric and I were in this war trying to make the worst puns about it. It really devolved terribly.
It's not just from today. It's almost every time
that's
they talk.
60% of.
There's like a time where they start.
It's 90% of my contributions.
Yes.
And 60% of the chat overall.
I think probably my pithiest line was, I'm over it. Waka waka!
Hello.
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 Hi.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Are you okay, Greg?
Me? He cut off right. It was like,
"Are
you okay?"
That's my new name for you.
Are you okay?
But are you? Not
yeah,
now.
I'm fine.
Not now. Are you okay, Abby?
Can you hear my dishwasher draining? It's draining.
No.
No.
Okay, good. Yes,
okay?
I'm okay.
Are you okay, Alex?
Yeah.
Alex is very far away from the microphone, and you can tell because it's far.
That's you. That's your name.
I'm talking just as loud as you.
Yeah. Ooh, false. Bears.
It's
beats.
I wish you could see.
It's also
I wish you could see a difference. First of all, Abby does have a louder voice, but I think she's maybe closer to it or something.
The mic is over here. I put it over here.
Oh. Well, the further it is away from you guys, the more echoey it is and stuff.
Right, right.
Why can't we just do this?
Because you'll kick the table and then it'll bump it.
Okay,
yeah. Let's see. So far, the dragging of the table is louder than Alex's voice. The waveform.
Am I the bottom track? Which one?
Middle one.
You are all on the middle one.
All three of you are the middle track.
Yeah.
La 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 la. See? Okay, now you sing that same song.
See, it goes away until Greg showed up.
I didn't even register.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Sorry.
You blew it! All right, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, we don't do that anymore.
Every time I make a noise, I blow it. So.
Every time I make a noise.
Can I see your pretty faces again?
I know. Are they going to have to watch this the whole time?
This is it for the rest of the evening, watching our own waveforms.
It's a punishment. Watch your own waveforms.
Our son
now.
Would do that.
What?
Our son would do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He would just talk into a microphone and stare at the waveforms and voicemails for hours.
Absolutely something he would do.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. So if you were
Loose Change Edition.
Oh my god.
I love you too.
Look who
I love you too.
Do you see? You're on the screen. You're on TV.
I love you too. Tell him we love him
Conan.
Too. We love you too, but you need to go to bed.
You need to go to bed. Now you have to go sleep in a separate bed.
Here, come here.
Are those grilled cheeses on his jammies?
They're pizzas. Pieces of pizza.
I was so close.
Okay, go to bed.
You were asking what we did last time. Last time we made a pretty good map of this underground labyrinth of nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
And we moved the weapons chests.
Yes.
Into the larder.
Are you recapping?
Yes.
Kind of. They are.
All right, cool.
You can help.
We were in a cave under the
We covered
garage.
That already.
There were lizards. I turned everyone into a lizard.
Yep.
Bathwack's the only one that can talk.
Well,
everyone
the only one
gaunt,
that can speak Draconic.
Tired and gaunt. The lizard folk all looked tired and gaunt. I wrote that down.
The ones that you saw did.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a taskmaster, that Chiltarah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you all still look like lizard folk.
Yeah.
And you're wandering around, skulking through these burrows, these earthen tunnels. What's everybody's goal right now? What are you trying to do? Brahms with you? I think
we had just finished.
Really far away. There he is.
Stacking up the weapons, right?
Yes, we hid them.
Our goal is involving
We're still
weapons.
Looking for the big guy.
I think so, yeah.
You end up, you at one point you hit a gate that you couldn't open. It was like the one door that wasn't open for you.
Oh, right, way over on the east end, right?
Yeah, so you decided to backtrack rather than make a bunch of noise there since you'd yet to be discovered.
Right.
So you're heading back down past where you had stashed the weapons chests to see what else you can find.
Okay.
But that's pretty much it. So you guys all look very lizardy. Bathwack, you look lizardy.
Didn't he always? Do we have forked tongues?
Ooh, do we? Hmm. Would I know?
Rafina does. The rest of you don't.
All of our tongues have key shapes. So I have no idea what a lizard folk tongue
key
is.
Key shape?
I know what. We have forked tongues. And I'm going to get both forks pierced.
Whoa!
Whoa! I wish I
no
knew that.
No son of
desire.
Mine is getting both forks pierced.
That's right! She's her son! Oh, I love that.
I'm still awesome. Riding on your shoulders, or did I get down?
Nope,
you
I still
down.
Have both of us here.
Woohoo! Alright.
So are you going to continue along down this this corridor here?
Oh, you know it.
I do know it. Because you're all so predictable. Alright.
Here we go.
You come upon a fork in the road.
No way, you guys. No way.
And in my tongue.
Yeah.
It's not pierced, though.
One goes left, one goes right, and the one to the right seems to lead to another fork in the road.
Ooh, guys.
For crying out loud.
Jiminy crickets.
Let's go to the first fork. I mean, like, the first
visible.
The second fork. Right.
through the first fork to the second known fork. All right.
All right. So, I'm staying like in
strategy.
Towards the back, just because I'm kind of watching where we came from to see if anyone's following us or anything like
the
that.
The rear guard.
Yes, that's what I'm guarding everybody. Psh, that's what I'm doing.
All right. The passageway extends to the south as well as to the west. Which way are you going?
Well, unless anybody, I guess walk down this direction.
Wait, what do you mean to the west? You mean east too, right? We haven't been to the east.
Well, yes, but your pack animal decided to go southwest first, go to the known fork.
Okay, go.
I'm going to wander
okay.
to see what branches off to the north.
Okay. You round that corner, and there is a wooden door.
I'm actually going to walk past it and check what happens down past the door.
Okay. Bathwack, are you following along?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to stay back at the intersection of these paths and keep an eye out.
What?
No, that was good.
it trailed off at the end.
That's Rafina in character. What are you doing? You trailed off there at the end.
In common.
You need to stay close. You're the only one who could trick these idiots into thinking that we're actual lizard folk. Lizard folk. Lizard folk. Lizard folk.
Just kidding. Kidding.
Okay.
Hush up.
I pat you on your head.
Will, so in front of you, between sort of what you and Bathwack is Braum, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. Braum. I thought that, I'm so zoomed out in order to see this giant map that I thought that was a girl. I have no idea.
Braum is sort of walking along, sort of keeping distance between you and Bathwack.
Okay.
And from the tunnel to your, it would be, if you're facing, it'd be to the left. It's to the east, the way everybody didn't go. A figure springs out and tackles Braum to the ground.
What?
Whoa! Hello. Whoa! Hey, Dick!
Whoa!
Nothing has happened for so long. This is really startling.
Oh, yeah. It's true!
All of a sudden, nothing's there and nothing has happened.
So I'm pretty nearby this. Can I see what the figure looks like?
Well, yeah, I mean, Braum lets out a yell as this happens. It is a lizard folk.
Okay.
They have bright green scales.
Ooh.
And they have a blue marking around the eyes and a rainbow-colored frill along the top of their head and down their
Ooh.
Spine.
Whoa!
They've pinned Braum to the ground.
Uh-oh.
And have a knife to his throat.
Whoa. I'm going to run up and hiss at him, like, because it's like all I can think to do. It's like a lizard noise.
Do you go
Wait,
like
does
this?
He say anything?
Rafina and Dew, you're close enough, and Braum was startled enough that he wasn't quiet, so you would be able to hear his yell.
I think we're gonna mosey on back.
This lizard folk who has Braum pinned looks like they were about to just slash Braum's throat.
Oh my god!
But they're trying to, like, grab Braum, and because he's under this illusion, his body isn't like, it looks like it should be.
Yeah.
Because you probably made him a little bigger. He's a dwarf, so you would want to try
Braum's a dwarf?
Yeah.
Wait,
really?
Is he really?
I thought he was a bird.
I thought he...
Wait, what?
I mean an owl.
No.
Wait, isn't Braum Strahd? I don't understand.
I thought he was a human.
Wait, aren't you playing Braum?
Oh my god.
All right, let's quick straw poll. What race did everybody think Braum was?
Human.
Human.
Bread.
And bird. Human, bread, and bird.
Could be called like naming all of our characters. There's two humans, Brad and a bird. And who's who,
Bradley
guys?
Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper. I played a loaf of bread in a role playing game
play
once.
A sentient loaf of bread.
Named Bradley Cooper.
Named Bradley Cooper. It was the best. Oh my God, you guys. I call bread. I'm bread.
You guys, Brom was the first person you met in this town.
Us.
Yeah.
And yes,
I thought
do
it was a
that.
Human.
Nope.
But it's a dwarf.
Brom's
so
a dwarf.
He's tiny.
Brom's a dwarf. Robin's a dwarf.
Oh no.
Urine's a dwarf.
Oh my
no,
god.
No, Robin is a bird.
Nope.
Brom is
just
a
kidding.
Dwarf. Mm-hmm. My mind is blown, especially because I disguised them and I didn't realize he should also be your kid. I say, ah, no, I don't actually yell that over.
Look,
over
it's Brom. Spot. He's a dwarf.
How would I know that? He looks like Gaston.
Dwarf Gaston.
Or something.
Yeah, that's definitely not a dwarf.
I have the only thing I have about scouting out that Vilt Norton was that he sees them like playing their games and stuff, and I have men throwing the kids with that parachute game thing. This blows my mind.
I want to know how many listeners thought that Brom was not a dwarf.
That's so fun. Well, the thing is, I even wrote down what you said about, like, I think it's dwarves, elves, and humans.
Yeah,
were
kind
in
of,
Norton.
And the what's the word? The mostness.
Oh man,
that's the right
majority.
Order. Yeah, that's the order of majority, basically, in the town.
No.
Oh my gosh! All right. Well,
this
anyway,
changes everything.
Yeah. Right.
So, sidetrack.
Yeah.
We're back on track.
So he really is—he's holding the knife to his throat, but it's like
it would have been like above
a foot
his
above
head.
His head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You all hear, kurs, 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 and this creature jumps off of Brom. Bathwack, you're able to understand them. They said, what's going on? What is this? Who are you? What is wrong with you? But Brom doesn't understand that.
I go, again, I hiss, and then I go, and I like hold up a finger, like, oh, I'm coughing, I can't talk right now. That's my whole thing that I'm pretending to do.
In Draconic, hey, get off him. And then I'll go over and I'm going to start moving toward him.
Okay. Is there a way, Alex, that I can send you messages right now?
We could talk on Gmail, Google.
Yeah, like Gmail.
What did you just write? You wrote something about me eating 5 dozen eggs? What?
That's the lyrics to Gaston.
Gaston, yeah. He eats 5 dozen eggs.
Every morning to help him get large.
Well,
when he was younger.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
He
right.
eats 6 now. Dozen eggs. And he's roughly the size of a barge.
But in the chat, so I'm roughly the size of a dwarf.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Actually exactly the size.
But it doesn't rhyme with, yeah, but it doesn't rhyme with large.
Every morning to help
so
me
we
get
have to
a
change
dwarf.
A lot again. That's nice.
Blorf.
Dwarf.
Every morning and then I would barf. Because that's accurate.
Really
yeah,
dwarf
that's
either, but
ridiculous.
Dwarf. It rhymes with yeah. Dwarf.
All right. That's what I said.
Let's see.
Find you.
Yeah, Alex. How do I spell Alex?
He's right
there. We
there.
Go. Did it.
No, but then this is everybody.
Okay,
send
we'll just
invite.
Do the little thing with the plus. Do the
I
thing. Oh, there it is. Oh, I'm not looking. I didn't see anything.
Right. No, I didn't send anything yet.
Oh, okay.
This will just
by the
be,
way, we have 5 duck
eggs. I think
it'll
be more fun. If this you're a good QC person.
What?
I'm going to communicate the Draconic language to Bathwack
okay.
via text.
Okay.
Is that a problem for the listeners?
As long as you guys are talking out loud at all, like about his thoughts or what he says, I don't know. I mean, we can eventually, like, if you want to, you can, I'm sure.
Just.
I don't know.
Tell me if it.
I don't know.
Work.
I guess if it lasts for 2 hours and it's just you guys typing back and forth, that's a problem. But otherwise, I don't think it's gonna be.
We end up just chatting about other things in our real life. We have no idea.
Yeah, we're all just sitting here like, oh, this is a really long conversation.
They're actually playing Gloomhaven.
Well, right.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so you yelled in Draconic, "Get off of them." Or him.
Yeah.
And we're walking towards him. Okay. Where am I? My map. All right. Let's see if I can balance this. If this is an experiment, so we'll see. The lizard folk was actually kind of climbing off of him as you were saying that. They look confused, And then he says,
Bathwax says something. I don't know how he sounds. A little hissier than that. Not hissy.
He goes
grumbly. Grumbly. He sounds like a sheep. Yeah, no, he doesn't.
So there's a grumbled reply from Bathwax.
Okay.
And you guys can. This is happening in real time. Like these noises are happening back and forth. So.
Okay.
Just so you know. And the creature turns to you, Bathwax, and sort of brandishes this. They have this like long, jagged, rough knife, and they sort of poke it at you. But like no, they're not like actually coming at you. They're just kind of like gesturing, and they.
Whoa, these are
secrets.
What's happening?
Is it swearing? Are they swearing?
Oh, wait. Will sends Bathwax a message saying, what the fuck are you talking about?
So that's in your head, Bathwax. You get a mental message from Will.
He sees through the illusion.
What?
The typing sound is what Bathwax sounds like.
when he's thinking.
So you get a long grumbly reply from Bathwax. All hear.
Yeah. Do I need to like roll deception?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
And I'm gonna message to Bathwax when it's allowed, because I'm sure him talking and sending a brain message is not possible at the same time. Mm-mm. So when it's allowed, I would say,
you can
should
it.
I sneak around him? And is it, wait, he's bigger than me. Should we surround him and shut his mouth and tie him up or something? That's what I would say at the next opportunity.
We might want to be ready to pin him or something.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So I'm going to communicate.
But don't do anything. Hold on. Don't do anything yet.
Okay. But I'm going to communicate that to the other people. I'm going to say exactly what Bathwax said. The both things in one message to Rafina and to Do.
And we can text back.
Correct. Yeah, you can. I can send you a message, and you can send it back. So it has to be initiated by me. Yeah, yeah. You don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can send.
So 21 for deception.
Oh,
so
wow.
21 for deception.
Okay.
I'm gonna continue the conversation with this question.
Okay. That was Bathwax.
Can he understand us speaking common?
You don't know. No one's tried to speak to him in common.
Okay.
Don't try.
Yeah, okay, I won't, well, I will say I don't know to Rafina. I'll get Bathwax to ask when I can. And then I'm also telling this to Do, if Do has anything interesting to say.
So what do you say to Do? Repeat it.
I say, they can see that this is an illusion, or the person, that thing, the freaking whatever it is, lizard folk can see through the illusion, and we should probably start surrounding him, but don't do anything yet. Bathwax says, don't attack yet.
What are the angles? Like, can the attacker see down the hall? Like, would he see Rafina and Do as far back as we are?
I mean, potentially if they were trying, but their focus seems very much in terms of what's in front of them. I don't know if you would know that because you're kind of out of the way. You're pretty far back.
So we can't see the lizard.
I mean, if you're peeking around, like, I mean, you might, you know, you're kind of like right at the point at which you would be kind of edging around to be seeing what's going on, but you have to see past Bathwax fast, so, you know, it's hard to say.
Rafina, I'm going to set you down very quietly. I'm going to set you down.
Okay.
And I'm going to sneak around the side and be here, ready to help.
Okay, so you, like, go to the other wall.
Will, can you ask Bathwax to ask him where he got that fancy frill on his head?
You can't send a message to me unless I send a message to you. So,
but you did.
Like, it's one message and one response.
Oh, it's
not like
closed.
It opens the line. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm thinking this, and I'm just getting a busy signal. It's so annoying.
I know. We should have.
But
a...
it's the British one, so it's okay.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please try again later.
Mind the gap.
All right, back to this new figure you've found. This is all kind of happening at once, but we're juggling it. And you say that to them, Bathwack, and you try to deceive them with your deception check. And their eyes sort of go wide, and they're looking around kind of wildly, and they take like a hesitant half step back. At this point, you and Brom and Will, you're all close enough and in direct sort of line of sight that you would all notice that this lizard folk is splattered in blood.
Whoa.
Yeah, like
fresh?
Yeah.
Well, we can't actually see Brom through his disguise. He's not wounded, is he?
I mean, you didn't see the jump. You didn't see a wound. I mean, the other people, it didn't look like Brom actually got stabbed.
Okay?
Brom struggled, you know, sort of shuffled back to his feet once he was free of the lizard folk, and he's kind of standing with his back against the wall. He doesn't seem to be like holding his
stuff or anything. I don't know if this is a question that can be answered mid scenario, but if a disguise spell is cast and somebody gets hurt, do we see that, or does their real body get hurt and the disguise stays intact?
I don't think you would see it. I wouldn't imagine.
It says the extent of the illusion is up to you, but I don't think that
I always
can change
view
it
as
me,
like
I
a
guess.
Coating, like that it's just a
right.
like a magic picture that sort of
right.
shrouds it. It's not actually connected. I mean, I guess the arms are connected to your arms. That's why it can't be like a completely different body shape, but unless like an arm is chopped off, then that part might go away.
Right.
Otherwise, I don't think like a stab wound would show or anything.
Okay.
Unless it's like an active disguise that Will would adjust or whoever
right.
cast it or whatever.
Yeah, and
I don't
think
know if
I
that
can
works
do that.
With that one.
Yeah.
This lizard folk is sort of looking around wildly. Hmm?
Oh,
yeah. Go ahead.
I wondered if I could keep talking to him.
Sure. Yeah, they seem hesitant to reply.
As you guys are typing, I'm gonna when I get a chance, I'm gonna ask Bathwack Rafina's question that she did ask me, which was whether he can understand whether Bathwack thinks he can understand common.
I see. Well, Bathwack, you asked what you were gonna say what you were gonna say or whatever, and then that message will go through.
There, I'll just say that.
Give me a persuasion check.
Okay. Ooh, not good. 6.
And so, send your message. Just say it again, because there's a lot going on.
I'm gonna...
You were asking Bathwack.
You know what, I actually don't know if I even want to do that, because I realized that what I wanted to do was comprehend languages. So I think as I think that question, I'm going to cast that for the first time.
Okay.
Comprehend languages.
Okay, I'll add you into this chat.
Oh, sweet.
Cool.
So Bathwick can already tell that this is, that he's not going to listen to me.
I mean, you're not sure. You thought you were pretty persuasive. Initially, you're deceiving in terms of the disguise, but, what you said does not seem to be having a calming effect on on that person. And they.
I'm gonna say to Bathwack, "Why is he covered in blood?" In my head.
Okay.
Message him.
Oh, I don't know.
And go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But he seems really spooked now.
Why is he covered in blood? Hey.
You know what they say.
I do?
If you look at the chat.
I gotta say, I'm gonna like pat my chest and be like like make a hissy noise and then like be like, lizard. I'm lizard. My name is Elizabeth Hurley.
All right.
Or go up and do the standard tourist right up in his face. Why are you covered in blood?
Oh my gosh.
All right. I'm going to say something slightly different than what I said before.
Okay.
And I can hear it.
I'm going to try to intimidate him.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
whoa.
All right, go ahead. Roll your intimidate.
All right. Please roll well. 21.
Cool. Okay. So it looks like they were about to shout something, but they stagger back a few steps as you sort of loom over them, and they plop down on the ground, and they set their knife dagger down next to them. And
Rafina does this.
What?
Because she can't. She wants to know what's going on, but she can't understand anything.
If she does that, Will message her right away and say,
"Yes,
is just asking who we are." And Bathwack just scared the shit out of him and told him to sit down and shut up and drop his weapon because he's like a cop, which is the worst.
Ask him why he has a pretty rainbow one. They don't all have rainbow ones.
Rainbow ones? Yeah, Bathwack, what's up with a rainbow frill? All right.
I have no idea.
He's a Muppet.
I guess the disguise is, the disguise is, it doesn't matter, so I'm just going to talk in common. I'm going to speak quietly because I don't want to let the common echo through the whole freaking cave, but I'm going to be like, do you understand common?
And their head whips over to you, Will.
Yeah.
And they say, where? Where are you from?
He does. Okay, wait a second.
All right.
Calm down, and why are you bloody? Or this giant lizard guy that's bigger than you is gonna kill you, probably.
Sorry, I'm gonna step.
Have started the sentence with calm down, but that was way back at the beginning of the sentence.
Classic misdirection.
I'm just gonna put a foot on his blade, by the way, just to slow him down.
Yikes.
All right, they seem very distracted by Will and you too, but they don't stop you anyway.
All right.
When they say, you with Chiltra?
You're probably, aren't you?
Wait, he's covered. You guys, he's clearly running away from the other ones. He's a defector.
Why are you covered in blood?
They peer their eyes. They kind of like squint their eyes at you and sort of lean forward, Will.
Yeah.
Looks up at Bathwack looming over them. And they look back at you and they say, me kill! Me kill! Me kill lots!
Who did you kill?
Chiltras!
Wait, multiple Chiltras?
What?
Is there more than one?
No! 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 The people with Chiltra!
Oh, the Chiltras.
Oh, wait, aren't you a lizard folk too?
Man, your band name would be called Chiltra and the Chiltras? That sucks.
Well, where are you from?
Me from here! This my home!
Who else is with you?
No one! Mo just alone!
Mo?
Mo!
Aww.
Nice to meet you, Mo.
All right, I'll step back to indicate that I'm not. I'll sort of back down a little bit.
Rafina Phalangepot at your service. I'm also the child of this person here. Oh wait, am I not anymore?
No, you still are. The disguise is still on. Yeah.
You?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
You not sound like youngling. Also. What wrong with his body?
They point at Brom.
Yeah.
We don't know. We thought
he's been losing weight.
In the dissolve method, it's like the hologram.
Have you ever heard of Jenny Craig?
Oh yes.
This guy thinks that Brom doesn't have a head.
He feels funny.
Yeah, it's magic, because I do magic.
Who?
Guys, do we trust this guy?
Why are you
Should
here?
We kill him? All right.
Do we have an answer yet as to why he's covered in blood?
Yeah.
Because he's fighting the other ones, the ones that are, yeah.
Yeah, he said he killed lots of Chiltras. Is Chiltra?
Do you is with Chiltra?
What?
No.
Do you want to switch back to Draconic and Bathwack interprets for us?
Can you take us to Chil'Jara?
To kill?
I guess so.
Actually.
Yes.
Their eyes
widen. Is that what you want?
They snatch up their dagger and jump to their feet and start hopping back and forth from one foot to the other.
All right, why? I want to know a good reason why you want to kill Chil'Jara, because you seem like a big liar, and I know liars, okay? So tell me, why do you want to kill Chil'Jara?
Me want to...
Randy has a rainbow.
Yeah, which is awesome, but... but it's super untrustworthy, I guess.
Wait a second. Turned around. My new best friend.
Wait, do you have any friends?
All I know turned to serve Chil'Jara. Pathetic. Disgusting. Me rip out guts and eat.
Ew.
And eat and eat.
Oh, God. No, Bathwack.
Choke.
Take him away and go to the lizard land where you can both be disgusting together.
But he knows where Chil'Jara is.
Chil'Jara, destroy lair. Destroy culture. Destroy family.
Whoa.
He ruined way of life.
That we did over here, destroying family, that he killed the people who attacked us.
Yeah.
The families of the people who attacked us.
That's so true. Fuck. This guy really is bad, probably.
Chil'Jara, pig! Chil'Jara, glutton! Chil'Jara, desecrate! Chil'Jara, eat gods!
The praying mantis of the morning, or something.
Most devout praying mantis, yes!
Yes.
Coursing current carp!
Wait, do we admit to him that we're here on the behest of the rainbow trout?
Are you saying that
the gods
aloud?
Are fighting back?
Yeah, seriously. Maybe. I mean, we're kind of telling him a lot anyway, so.
Is he a spy?
That's why I said I don't trust you.
I know. Rufina immediately trusts him because she likes his rainbow fruit.
Yeah.
And also because he's covered in blood.
Rainbow trout.
And because he's by himself. He's by himself.
Right. Is the blood, like, fresh, or is this kind of some kind of costume? Can I tell that it's magic?
It seems fresh. I mean, it could be fresh ketchup. You're not sure.
Yeah, I know. Can I roll the dice to see if it's fresh / if it's an illusion? Is that one roll?
Give me a perception check.
I think it's only 11. 11.
Seems fresh. And give me an arcana check.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's bad. 5.
You're not sure. You'd
Seems
have to get up closer.
I wasn't sure.
You'd have
okay.
to taste it or smell it or something.
No, thanks. Where's Nick?
I don't know. Where's Nick?
Aw, he's dead.
I didn't say that. You said that.
Okay, yeah. So, do we trust this guy? We don't trust this guy. Trust this guy.
Trust him! Trust him!
Where is Chil'Jara? Is he down here with this situation?
Yes! Chil'Jara in his eating chamber!
Oh, gross.
What does it mean, eat gods? Did you see him do it?
Yes, he make us all watch! Eat them and gain their power!
Have you lived down here? It sounds like you were
this
coming
in This is where
I
live!
Outside.
This is my Mrs. Home!
Yeah.
He ate many gods!
All the lizard folk live here?
All family, all those who have not been killed or eaten or leave.
It's Blinsky, guys.
Hello! You solved my riddle. All this just a grand plan to reintroduce myself to you in this new chapter of our lives. Come on out, everyone!
Dude digs a hole in the ceiling and floods everybody.
You're flooded by bright sunlight as it pours into the hole.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so...
Yes, he bad! He make us watch him eat gods!
Are you the
he
only one?
He eat coursing current carp! He eat blood red squirrel!
Whoa.
He eat spring sparrow!
We knew that one. We knew the spring
sparrow.
Yeah,
that one's old news. Thanks.
What powers? You said he has powers.
He get power from gods!
Does he really, though? It was a fish, the one that we met. It was really just a fish. Right, guys? It talked, I guess. That was a little weird.
What? You meet God?
Yeah, it was a fish.
You didn't? Did you eat cod? They hold up their knife.
No.
No.
Good. Did you destroy your culture?
No, no. We like cultures intact.
It probably depends on which of us you would ask.
You ruined families?
What?
Me asking if you like Chiltura. If you like Chiltura?
No, we don't like Chiltura.
No. He tried to crash our airship.
Yeah. Do you, are you really the only one that you think would, like, rebel against Chiltura? Because everyone seemed a little pissed when we came in, like tired, and there's been, like, little bitter conversations.
Oh, scared! Scared! Cowards!
Okay.
Putrid, pathetic slug!
Whoa.
What are they afraid of?
Chiltura! His men! Death! Eatings!
Where is he?
Punishment!
How big is he? Tell
big.
Us all about him.
Big.
How big?
Big. Bigger.
Is he a lizard folk?
Yes. Oh. I don't... He was.
Oh, man.
He... Not... I know... I say no. He no lizard folk. No more.
Is it because he's like... Just because you don't like what he's done and so you're, you know, kicking him out of the culture?
Oh, yeah,
or
that?
Is he changed because he's eaten all these... Gods,
yes.
I say with quotes, air
yes.
quotes.
Two. Mm. Yes, two.
All right, guys. Do we want to fight a guy who's eating gods? How sure are we that these are all gods?
We have to, right?
Well, we have to if we want to be able to breathe underwater, which I'm still not convinced we need to do. But yes.
We have to do it because it's... So we just have to.
Well, he's clearly causing a lot of trouble to the cultures that we wish to remain intact.
Plus, the villagers were super nice to us, and so we're doing them a favor, too.
Oh.
And they tore a hole in our airship.
I mean, let's help these people.
Yeah, but we said we would.
Does nobody has Zone of Truth, huh?
No, I'm talking about the lizard folk.
Zone of Truth, anyone? No?
Bathwack has it, or he did.
I know, he used to. I don't know if he does now.
What do you want?
Well, we want to find out if this guy is a spy.
Should we move out of the hallway? Hey,
no, we should stay where we are.
Mo, is there a hidden place we can go? A safer place we can go and talk?
Yes, come.
Sweet.
Bad idea.
And
he leads us right into Chiltura's mouth.
Yeah, he's
either going to
lead us right.
Here's the
cave. Yeah, exactly.
Come
yeah,
on
going
in.
To the, yes.
Sit on one of these
go
pointy
through the big pointy door. Yeah.
They lead you to the south and around at another fork and over past a wooden door to another wooden door that they open and they step inside.
Come!
I can't see you. Now I can see you.
I'll follow.
I can't see you.
All right. So they head into this small room. It's like 20 by 20. It's one of the smaller rooms you've seen here.
Is Brom coming? Is Brom
Yeah, Brom's coming. Okay. I'm getting there.
I just want to make sure that he's not staying behind.
No. He transforms into Chiltura.
Yeah.
He says.
Yeah.
You fell for my clever little trick.
It looks like a small sleeping quarters, but like for a single person, not like a barracks or anything like that. The most notable thing is next to the bed, there's piled up four lizard folk corpses.
Oh, whoa!
Yes, see! Safe!
What happened to them?
They look at the stack and they point to the second one from the bottom. This their room!
Oh, do they smell? Like, how long ago were they killed today?
They don't, they're not rotting.
Okay, alright. Alright, let's get this. Oh. Yeah.
Why were they killed?
Me? I kill.
Oh, okay. Why?
They work Chiltura things. They do him stuff.
Yeah.
Do half nods and decides to stop asking questions.
All right.
We kill more?
All right, so Shrek has Zone of Truth on this guy?
Yes, please.
Yes.
All right, this is the second. Let me make sure I can do it.
Boy, I wish someone else had thought of that.
Do I get the sense that Bathwack's about to cast Zone of Truth.
Do you leave?
So I can step out of the room.
You dive under the pile of corpses.
Will, I know we have an agreement, but you can't get 15 feet away from him and still be in the room.
Yeah, but wait. Oh,
it's, remember, these squares are 10 feet each.
Oh.
So it depends on where you go and where you center.
I go in the corner and I stand up on that table and I go, I better be out of it now.
All right, then.
Hopefully that's not an insult in Draconic.
Fine. All right, so, Mo, we want to ask you some questions.
You've been asking questions. We kill now. We go. We kill. We kill. We stab.
I'd like to get to the killing, but first can we ask you questions?
Well, then we kill?
Probably, yeah.
ask quick. This good time to kill.
Cast Zone of Truth. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Ask.
All right. Did he succeed? Did he opt to fail?
What are you doing? What is this?
It's magic. It won't hurt you.
Just tell him what it is.
You'll be compelled to tell us the truth.
I do tell truth. I know lie. Lying bad.
Ah.
And looks like they are not trying to resist the effect.
Okay. All right, Rufina, ask away.
Who dyed your ridge? It's really awesome.
Yes, let's start with that. Where's Chilteron now?
I just lost my turn.
I do not know what ridge you speak of. Ridge in forest?
Aww.
I don't die. Aww. I live.
Aww.
Okay, someone else go.
You other one, you bigger one, you ask me question. What you
where
say?
Is Chiltra now?
He's in his eating chamber. I say that already.
Yeah, but where is that?
We are not familiar. We don't have our AAA maps with us. Where?
It's, well, it's far that way. He points back kind of towards the way you came.
All right.
Do you serve... Do you serve Chiltira?
No! Me? Oh. No serve Chiltira. Do you serve Chiltira?
No.
Okay, there's a second ago, you were upset that we were asking you questions over.
Me?
You've already asked us how much we serve Chiltira. We said we don't.
It most important question. Also, me think of good joke. Me serve Chiltira a knife.
Not a god on a platter, but a knife. All right, very good.
So far east of here, there was a door that we couldn't open. Do you know how to open this?
I can get past door. These gates, Chiltira is past gates, but there are other ways around gates.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody else here who feels the way you do about Chiltira?
I not know anybody. People scared. Some people maybe think that way. Like people who Chiltira eat their babies, or Chiltira eat their friends, or
so
put them in prison cell.
In order to fix your society and kill all the bad people, you may end up killing everyone.
Listen. I don't know what you think about good and bad, but Chiltira are bad. So what need do to kill Chiltira is good.
But how is it that only you have this strength of mind? I don't understand what is setting you apart.
And they straighten up. And they say, "More brave!"
Aww.
Oh, so there's more bravery in you.
Mo brave?
Yes!
They don't seem to get the joke.
Can't imagine why. It's not like there's a language barrier or anything.
What is idiom you speak of?
We came here to kill Chiltira. He wants to help us kill Chiltira.
Yes!
Let's kill Chiltira.
Right, so how many guards are around him and stuff? Like, how many other lizard folk do we have to worry about before we get to Chiltira? Is he surrounded by 20 guards? Are there a bunch of guards on the way there?
He have many guard with him. He's scared, even though he's big and powerful.
Many guards. What's that mean? What's many?
It depends. I have not been in his chamber recent, but I imagine lots.
Mm.
I think so much so that rest of Lair is relatively safe. He keep most with him.
Mm. Oh, crap. Yeah, if you not see,
Burrows undefended, not good, not safe. Bad people can come in and kill.
Right. That's what I'm confused about because
Cheltra are selfish.
Right.
He no protect clan.
Hmm.
I have another question.
Yes?
Do you know the whereabouts of Ricardo Ulysses?
Who?
Oh,
how do you not know about Ricardo Ulysses? You look like you could be with Ricardo Ulysses.
He could be Ricardo Ulysses.
Oh, I know, he could be it.
Oh, shit.
I hear he could steal Chiltron's dinner right out of his mouth.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
He also answered that question with another question.
Is he allowed to do that?
Wait, what was the question?
Do you know the whereabouts of Ricardo Ulysses? Listen, if that were actually the case, I would not have pointed that out.
Yeah, probably not.
At all. Rather than you guys getting stuck on this for a long time. Or maybe I screwed up and now I'm covering it.
He's under the zone of truth, so he has to answer truthfully. Yeah. It's not a lie to answer.
To say who?
Yeah.
It's not?
No.
No.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything that we can do to get guards to come out? Or should we try to sneak in? God, I feel like this is an idiotic thing to be underground and go into a lair that we know very little about. We don't know how many other guys are in there. Potentially with lots of guys, more than what we've seen here, and a monster who eats gods. So I feel like we should come up with a plan. Like, do we sneak in? Do we draw them out and then go attack? Like, do we split up? That's probably a really stupid idea. If we split up, I definitely go outside. I call outside, everybody. like we could cause a distraction to draw them out of the cave outside, but I'm guessing Chiltra probably can't even fit out the door or something crazy like that. So what do we want to do? I think we should come up with something. This guy doesn't seem to know a ton of details.
No. I think trying... What if we give him options? Either, like, do we just rush in or do we, like, try to sneak in?
Right.
What strengths and weakness? What you good, what you bad at? I help. I know this place. I live here all my life.
Yeah, we're gonna... You know what? Hey, we met you 5 minutes ago. I totally want to tell you all my weaknesses. Hey, here we go. Here's a list. I'm gonna write it down for you.
I think he means in... combat.
Right, even so. Here's
not
all my
like
weaknesses.
Your fears and hopes and...
No, purely
Listen
emotional!
Listen to...
That's all I mean!
Listen to...
He doesn't need your dating profile. He needs he needs to know what we're going to be doing in combat.
Yes, what you turn on and turn offs?
Oh my god.
Do you love dogs? Because
long
if you
long walks on beach,
if you kill Chiltra with me, must love dogs.
Must love dogs. all right.
How would you suggest we proceed?
I just kill as I come and I go and I kill more and then I get
you kill
there
with your knife.
Yes.
No,
that's
scary.
Probably the best way. I'm better at range, but
you kill
that's
how
not
you
good
kill
around here.
Do you discriminate, do you figure out who is really on Chiltra's side? Are you just killing everybody, buddy? What's your name again? Mo. Mo, do you just kill everybody?
Well, name Avre, but nickname Mo.
Avre? How many names are you going to give me? How many I'm going to have to remember by the end of the night? Avre, Mo.
Two.
Avre isn't really a long version of Mo. Where did Mo come from?
What's Avre? What's Mo? What's the backstory?
I don't know. People start calling me Mo. Isn't that what nickname are? Is it wrong name? Is that wrong word?
Nickname? No, that's right. Wait a second. Are you Nick?
Hi, guys!
Oh, Nick!
Yay! Everyone's coming back to
this. This is the longest conversation I've ever had with Bathwack. It's amazing.
So right. Cute.
Like, who do you go and kill? Everybody? Are you just coming across lizard folk and killing them, or do you know anybody and you're stopping from killing them?
You stop people with weapon. Guards. People will kill you if you try to kill.
Isn't that all of you down here? You're all like...
No.
No? Oh.
Not all guards. We have... This is society.
Oh, underground. This is all, where all of you live. It's not like a barracks or something.
No.
Oh, shit.
This is home.
So they're like women and children.
You want here. You want to see nursery?
Oh, my God. What?
Why don't we go catch a truck? And then later, we'll find out how, when two lizard folk love each other very much, what's the next step after that?
How is Bobby formed?
Oh my God.
Bobby?
Oh my God. Okay.
So what plan you want make? What you like to do? What you feel comfortable with?
Oh, I think we can kill with the best of them. I mean, we fought off the lizard folk who attacked the airship, so I'd say lead the way and we will come and back you up.
I mean, that my plan with just me, but there are many of you. We can come up with something that work good. This little one,
and he points to Rafina,
seems to have many big words and thoughts, and this one,
points to Will,
seems to want to try to come up with something that's... you know, sneaky? I do not know. I can sneak. I'm very quiet. Listen. See? And this one,
and he points to Bathwick,
you can talk in...
And then he just said Draconic.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's something. This one have no head. He points to Brom.
Yeah.
Also,
this
what is this thing?
And he points to Captain Clockface. Did you disguise him?
I did. Oh,
okay.
I disguised
him. Never
everybody,
mind. He
yes.
wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay. But I thought he said he could see through the disguise, though.
He can't see through them, no.
Should we show ourselves now?
Well, if we're going to do something sneaky, we may still need the disguises.
Okay, so I think we need to... I mean... Not that I want to spend any
are
more time
from,
down here, but...
Are you from other clan? Why are you here? How you come here?
Oh, we were... Okay, now I have to decide whether I really think that he can see through our disguises, because that's what Bathwack said to me, that he can see through our disguises.
He said that to you, yes.
So I am confused by what this guy's saying, and I'm like, he doesn't... Does like, you don't see who we are? Like,
you,
that's weird.
You lizard folk, different size?
I'm going to turn to Bathwack and be like, I thought you said he saw through certain things.
Oh, sorry. He said that Brom had no head.
Okay.
Yes, I jump and cut, or try to cut, but no head to cut.
Okay, so the illusion here is still all set. I don't say out loud. That's KT. Okay. Well, considering there are innocent people down here, maybe we just don't go... I don't know. I thought maybe we could just, like, kill everyone here, but I'm not sure about that at this point. Right?
Well, I mean, there aren't that many of us. We should probably be surgical.
Yes.
Agreed.
Are the soldiers and people, like, in a different place than the other people?
They're different places. There are barracks rooms and shaman rooms and their practice rooms. Most are probably with Jutra. Like I say, he's selfish, scared, fucking greedy butthole, and I kill him and I stab his eyes.
Okay, so you know a little bit more common than you let on.
Could he fit outside? Could he ever come outside? Does he ever come outside?
No, he cannot. He's too big.
He's too big to come outside, you guys. So if we can draw everyone else out, that might help. And then we can go in and kill him. But would his guards ever leave him if it were a big enough problem outside?
I mean, we could. He bad. He mean. And I, this not most strong suit, but you could maybe not trick, but tell people to fight him too?
Yeah?
I mean, not much food for the rest of us. He eat most. People hungry, people scared.
Wait, do you guys want to eat the gods too?
What? I do not eat gods!
No, but would you if you could? Do you wish he would leave you a little slice of God?
Oh, that's... Is this one bad?
And they point at Rafina.
Why they say I want to eat God? Do you want to eat God?
She's so bad. She's the worst in this whole group.
You want me killed?
Just kidding! Well. Stop it!
You want me killed?
She is not the... Shut up. Sarcasm? Lizard folk? Something like that? Does that exist in your culture?
They're too far in this weird river maze tunnel thing to have ever learned about sarcasm.
Sarcasm doesn't go underground.
Yeah, look at Bathwater.
All right, so you think that we should go and see... Like, hey, didn't we hear a conversation in one of these rooms where someone was getting all upset about Chiltera eating families? Wasn't that?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you know anybody, like even a starting point where we could?
I mean, it's hard. Like some guards, like high up guards, they get good things because they give him, you know, strength and they bring him food. Mm-hmm. So favors and nice place to sleep.
Right.
So they may be harder. Though some, I do not know. I mean, they maybe have baby be eaten, which would not be good. Some people just weird and not care. The non-soldier, like the regular people, they may be more so, but also they not strong. They may be not good to have in fight. Me never much of other people person. So, again, not part of my plan, but, I mean, you, I don't know what you are, do any of you like talking?
We're having so much fun listening.
We don't speak.
No, I don't mean not right now to me.
Yeah.
I'm saying good things. You listen so good. Yes, I have good information. You're not from here.
Here's the problem, though. How many of you can speak common? Because most of us can't speak your language.
I mean, some can, some can't. But me and this one, we can talk.
Yeah, that's true.
He points to
that one, right?
You said you knew a back way?
Yes, there are secret way that can get past gates.
Okay.
I mean, maybe we can... we can distract them with, I don't know, some kind of diversion. Or
do we need any special weapons for them?
Hmm? You ask me?
Yeah.
Weapons for who? For you? We have weapons room?
The path... Oh, you may think you do, but we've moved them.
Oh, you get rid of weapons? That's smart. We don't do that.
No, we didn't really get rid of them.
What'd you do with them?
Oh, we could hide them in your room. Ooh, yeah. Maybe we should move them down to his room. Can you lock your room? Do you lock your room at all?
Well, this is not my room, but we can put them in here.
Oh.
This is his room. And he points to one of the dead
lizard folk.
Do
you not have
a
room here?
I have common room.
Oh, man, this place sucks.
Common room.
To sleep in a common room. How many people have to sleep in the room with you? I want to know. That will drive me to outrage and I will kill everyone down here.
How many?
How many?
15? 20?
How dare Chiltera! I'm going to go and kill him. No, I'm just kidding.
Charge.
That's my battle cry.
You grab the lizard folks.
No common room sleeping. All right.
I think we should get closer and get some more information. Seems like you can take us there.
That would be a good idea.
We need to know how strong Chiltera is, because if we can just take him out, maybe then everyone will be okay.
I'm sure it's that easy.
But I definitely don't want to, like, kill him in front of, like, 50 soldiers, and then we're stuck in the middle of a room with 50 soldiers in it or something. That won't be good.
Before we... Hey, Will, can you clean this guy off before we leave? He might draw some attention. Yeah.
Hi, nice to meet you. this will be weird. And then I prestidigitate him because I'm... that's got to be personal, right? It's always what I'm saying. This is weird. And now you're clean.
Will's version of prestidigitation involves a prostate exam.
Yeah. Just keep, like, zipping and unzipping his front zipper.
It's part of the ritual. It's how the spell works. I'm sorry.
Such an embarrassing spell.
All while maintaining eye contact. Zip, 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 zip.
Oh my god.
So awkward.
Oh!
It's very awkward.
Thank you, though. No, I don't know how long that will last.
What? Oh, well, yeah. I mean, but then by that point, we'll all be bloody. Oh, man. And it won't matter. Until we get to swim out of this fucking cave, right, guys? Hooray!
Hooray!
Swimming!
Hooray!
It's my favorite thing to do in this... Oh, yeah, I look like a lizard right now. That's right. I forgot. I was going to say in this suit. I mean, the suit of lizard clothes.
What?
Yep. See all these... What am I wearing? I don't even know what a lizard folk wears. All these tunic-y
really
things that
anything.
I'm wearing. All this loincloth. Man, I hate it when my loincloth gets wet. I'm just trying to level with you as a fellow lizard folk. You know what I'm saying.
Way to sell.
Reminds me of that Steve Buscemi with the backwards hat.
Ah, hey, fellow kids.
Yeah.
Hey, fellow lizard folk. You know when your loincloth gets wet? That's the worst. Hi. My name is... And I'm a lizard folk as well.
My name's Liz.
Elizabeth Hurley. A lizard Bith Hurley, that's what I said.
Yep, Elizabeth Hurley.
A lizard Bith Hurley.
Right. So what, you want to get closer and then talk more?
Let's get closer and I want to see him. I want to see what we're up against, right? Can we evaluate him and see how hard he is going to be to fight? Does he have magic spells and stuff?
He have god power.
Really? Okay, like what? He can swim? He can chirp? Like, what? He's been eating animals. What kind of powers do they have?
Well, yeah, what power did the rainbow trout have? Oh, do you know the rainbow trout? Did we talk about this with you yet?
The what?
I don't think we did.
The rain? I think I maybe hear of rainbow trout? I worry that he maybe eat luminescent lobster of love. And that? That would be... I would probably... me kill myself. Me stab self.
Oh no! What why? What would happen? What would happen?
Me love luminescent lobster of love.
Oh, you love the lobster. Oh, well, there was a luminescent lobster in the pantry, but does it look different? What does the luminescent of lobster of love God look like?
God would not be in pantry. No.
Oh well. Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't realize that would be offensive to say. But
was it very tiny?
It was the size of a regular lobster, I think. Yeah. Was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Size of a normal lobster.
Oh, no. Luminescent lobster are very tiny.
Oh.
About this big.
And he holds up his fingers about like a centimeter.
Oh, my God.
What was the lobster
so
in the pantry?
Cute.
Was it even smaller than that?
A normal one. It was just a normal size lobster. But, oh, my God, there's a tiny luminescent lobster that's a god. I'm so excited. I hope he didn't eat that one, too.
I would know. No, that'd not happen.
Oh, he would know.
Did
okay.
I accidentally eat it? Does it swim in the bear toggle?
Oh, yes, I think.
Was it yelling things about peace and justice as I swallowed it? That happened once.
Oh, no.
I do not know. Was it this big?
I mean, I took a big mouthful of a whole bunch of things in the water. Well, I'll find out later.
We suddenly, Rufina starts glowing. She's eaten the spirit of this god lobster. Oh, God. That's terrifying. She grows antenna.
Actually, that's when all of a sudden these five ponytails sprouted out of my head. Just kidding. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Waka waka. Here we go. All right, so I'm going to just drag Brahm and him together. So.
Hey, I asked what kind of powers he had.
What? Huh? Who?
We whisper as we walk. Huh? What kind of powers does he have? We said he ate gods. So he's godlike powers. What does that mean? These...
I mean, you get different things. Like, I mean, I not really see it. You hear rumor. But he, I think, can fly. He have, like stabby things that come out that can, like, hurt people.
Oh, God, you guys, this guy's going to kill us. I don't like this.
He can swim very fast, right, even though he's big. I think size, his bigness may come from God. I do not know.
Oh, man.
He can climb stuff.
How much does he still look like the lizard folk?
I mean, he looks like big, fat lizard guy.
So it's just that he's big and has these other powers.
I guess. We don't see that area too much. He keeps himself away, except we bring us in to eat gods. He's been a while. He not eat god too recently. Apparently they try to get some god from south.
From the
not
south?
Happened yet. Oh, the rainbow trout.
Yeah, you guys came kind of from the south.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to think, because I could, out of character, I could cast, like, invisibility. So if we need to sneak up at some point, you know, to coordinate some kind of attack, like if he's in a big room with a bunch of other soldiers or something and we need to surround him or something, I could, that's something I could do. So let's just keep that in mind.
Okay.
I have major image. So like if we need to create some bait or something, I don't know. Those are some options I have. I'm just trying to think of what the heck. Man, it makes me really nervous to be underground, trapped with a lot of enemies, and a really powerful one, potentially.
I have a bunch of things. I hate to pin myself down, even.
Alright. What's going on? Are you reviewing things? We're trying to go. Are we going?
I thought you guys were talking. I'm sorry.
It sounded like we were going to plan our attack.
Are we going to plan? What do we want to do? We want to go up to a door and peek in first or something? This guy said he could raise that gate. Is that true? Did he say? Or he can get past the gate?
He can get in any door, he said. Or he can get in that door.
He knows a way past the gate.
Okay. That's where he is, right? Chiltura? Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it Chiltura or Chiltura?
Chiltura.
Chiltura.
Oh, no. It is?
There's no T.
Oh, it's not Chiltura.
It sometimes sounds
it's
like you were saying. Like I said Chiltura, but then I thought
C-H-I-L
you said Chiltura.
C-H-I-R-A-H.
Okay, all right.
I've been spelling it C-H-I-L hyphen capital T-E capital hyphen capital R-E-A.
Whoa.
I know. Almost as if I thought someone had said that.
Almost. Almost like that.
So I think Chiltura. We're going to go all wherever he thinks would be safe, like near, closer to Chiltura. Is that good? I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
He seems this ready to do whatever you tell
here,
him.
All the way here? All the way up by this?
Yep.
I think we should go.
Okay.
Bathwack is already there.
Yeah. Bathwack
is eating Chiltura to get all of his powers.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, that would be amazing. Someone's going to eat Chiltura. I mean, Chiltura and get all of his...
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
All right, so you guys are following along?
Yeah. Can you move us? Because the map is huge.
All of you?
Yeah, could you...
All right, I'll move all of you. I got one big group, so some of you might be in the dark, but I'll keep Mo in the light.
Do we pass anyone on the way?
You go kind of back the way you came.
Yeah.
Up past the pantry where you hid all the weapons.
Should we get at the weapons?
Huh? He stops.
Do we
want to
pick up the weapons? Do we have enough hands to pick up some weapons?
Do we need more weapons?
I don't know. I thought that's why we hid them in the first place.
No, we hid them so that when... if
They wouldn't find them.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
So,
let's continue.
Heads back up and leads you to this set of double doors that you had seen before, double wooden doors.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And you had heard something behind them. I think it was faint laughter behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, "We go through here." It sounds like someone in here. Everybody ready?
He's in there?
Uh-oh.
No, he oh. No. Oh. But sound like someone, you hear? There's laughing.
Right. Oh god. All right.
Oh, good.
I'm scared.
Oh, good. All right. So unless anybody stops
him. What is this? What is through here?
Let's go.
What is this?
Let's do it.
Wait.
I'm scared.
You want to know? This is throne room.
Oh, this is the throne room.
Yeah. They don't use anymore.
Oh.
He too big.
All right, cool. All
right, so Mo cracks open the door. Inside, you see, let's see here.
Oh, no, there's a lobster head.
Two sets of three pillars flank a central area where two lizard folk hatchlings you see are playing sort of around the throne at the far end of the room, where this throne, wooden throne, stands on a low stone dais. Carvings of reptiles decorate the throne, and glints of reflected light hint at the presence of inset gemstones. The heads of several creatures hang on the walls, mounted on plaques of wood for display as trophies. And he said, "Oh, it's just kids. Come in, hurry, before patrol come."
Are these the heads of the gods that he's killed or something?
No, these are not gods. These are just creatures.
Okay, all right.
Is that thing three down, like two below the lobster? Is that a snout? What is that, an owl?
It is... you would immediately recognize it. It's a hippopotamus.
I'm so mad.
Oh my gosh. What are those really tiny ones on the bottom? Could you tell us about what are all the animal heads?
All right, so the west wall... The one you recognize as a giant luminescent lobster. You can see that one's pretty clear.
That's the east wall.
That's the east wall. What?
Why is...
You did that before, too.
It's labeled in mine as west. I don't know why. Maybe it's the map is flipped somewhere else. I'm not sure. Huh. That's weird. Or maybe just north is down, which is dumb. So, sorry. We'll say east wall, because that's what I've been saying this whole time. East wall, there's the giant luminescent lobster, right? Below that, there's some weird, like, worm-looking thing with, like, these, like, tentacle teeth thing coming out of it. It's huge.
Yeah. Is that a tremor?
It looks like it's tremors. Kind of like a graboid.
Graboid!
Yeah. And then the hippopotamus. But then I think most of you would recognize the one below that. It's a hobgoblin.
Oh.
And then below that, it's, like, some sort of, like, fish head, person head thing.
Whoa.
Like, not like a fish, but like a fish-like person head.
Interesting.
And then the other wall, starting from the top, there's a brown bear, a lion, a shark, a giant frog, and another shark.
So those are all endangered.
This is so weird.
Now
like,
they are.
So these animals, like, Will's just like, what are these animals doing here? Like, are these just trophies from...
Yes, these were trophies from before Chiltera time.
Oh.
These are conquests of different leaders of clan.
Oh.
Different fights and...
This is the culture you're preserving? What about the culture of the lobster?
The culture of the lobster?
And the hippopotamus.
Well, these are ferocious creatures. You see how big they are? We killed
okay.
These were big fights.
Okay.
You sound sad. What's wrong? The lizard folk hatchling have obviously noticed you, and they come up. They're just like little lizard guys.
Aww.
They're not going to be mad at us? Because they're little?
They're kids.
They're very young.
They're very, okay.
And they come up, and they're like kind of like walking around you guys and sort of investigating you. And then one jumps on Dew's back.
Huh.
Hey! I start playing with him.
Aww.
Dude is accustomed to playing with small creatures.
The other one is very jealous, and he comes up and he wants you to play with it too.
Are there just the two of them?
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, they're crawling all over you and jumping off of you and getting up on top of your head and climbing over your face and things like that. Yeah, maybe.
They just came out of the cocoon or whatever.
We're not living cocoon!
That's like a derogatory Will statement. Ugh. Are you like a gremlin? You come out of a cocoon?
Are you like Don Amici?
Cocoon.
Cocoon.
Steve Gutenberg. Cocoon.
Cocoon.
Wilford Brimley.
Cocoon.
Cocoon.
This is really Lim as well.
It is. Everyone knows Cocoon really well. That's their favorite movie. I just don't want to say it.
Cocoon.
Cocoon means ass in Draconic.
Whoa, so you come out of an ass, Bothwack?
Wow. No, we not come from Cocoon. That gross people come from Cocoon. That's how they born.
No!
Listen, I hear what happened. They come out of Cocoon.
Don't spread rumors. You stay underground in your ignorance or go to a human village and watch what happens. I mean, you won't really be able to watch what happens, but they don't come out of cocoons, okay?
Watch what happens. We're not going to let you to see this, but take our word for it, even though, like, most of us in this group aren't human.
And most of us aren't female either.
That's true.
Other than that, great plan.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, so Cocoon. Anyway, is this episode going to be called Don Amici?
No.
Oh.
Don's on Marblehead.
Don's on Marblehead. I loved all his movies. All right. So, yeah, unless you all are going to take all these trophy heads down and burn them in...
Nope.
No? All right.
Is there anything interesting about them? Can I steal anything cool? Wait, there was a gem in the throne.
Yeah, you could get, I mean...
I want to check out that
Mo
throne.
Mo is heading closer to the throne.
Yeah.
So you could follow along.
I want to check out the throne. Is it a nice throne?
I mean, it's you know, carved with images of snakes and lizards.
Mm-hmm.
You see a bunch of blue-green stones inset to represent the eyes of the creatures, which you could maybe try to peer out if you... pry out.
I was like, where are their eye holes? Hello?
Peer them out.
I'm a throne.
Don't you know?
That would be the throne's accent if it could speak. Believe me.
Hello. Welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know if it's up to Will standards.
Yeah, that's fine. Keep on walking.
So Mo goes down behind the throne and reaches behind, and you hear a ka-chunk, and then they...
I thought you were going to say cocoon. I knew it! We knew it!
Out pops Don Amici, and he's right there with you.
Steve Guttenberg. Wilford Brimley, cocoon. We're the only
I know.
Ones that know anything about cocoon.
That includes all of our listeners.
I know. Nobody has ever seen that movie. No, I think it was popular way back in the
fucking
80s.
It's nice to have one of those jokes that nobody laughs at that you're in on me with for once. Usually it's me and me alone.
Right, yes, that's true.
That makes jokes that everybody's just waiting for
me
to be done
making. Weren't there old people in the cocoons? Weren't there old people in it?
Did you not hear who we just named?
Several people who are no longer with us.
They don't go in the cocoons.
No, I thought that they...
So they keep the cocoons in a swimming pool because they make them feel young. It's actually a really nice movie. Like, the older people, like, they're aliens in the cocoons. But they're friendly aliens, and they have, like, energy or whatever, and, like...
Oh, it's a comedy drama.
Yeah.
Donna Howard.
It's really a nice movie, actually. It's
Donna
and...
Amici. I thought it was Donna Amici.
Donna Amici.
Don's on Marblehead.
It's his sister.
Oh, my God. The idea that there's Donna Amici, and then his sister is Donna Amici.
They have to...
She married Bob Amici.
Yeah, she's Donna
Amici Amici.
That might be the title.
Oh my God. Donna Amici. Amici. Wait, Amici Amici.
Donna Amici Amici.
Donna Amici.
She keeps it hyphenated, as you can understand.
Oh my God. Oh, that's too funny.
It's too funny.
Okay.
Shut up, guys. It's too funny.
Draw the line at that much funny. All right.
All right. So you hear a cocoon. No, a ka-chunk.
Okay.
As Mo reaches behind the throne, and then they bend down, and then they pull up this hatch.
Oh, boy. It's her favorite noise.
It's not stone, but that's the sound it makes anyway.
And it reveals this hole in the floor.
In the floor? Where is it?
Behind the throne.
Oh, okay.
And Mo hops down in.
Ooh.
He says, you come!
Is it wet down there?
Yes.
Wet?
Do we have to swim? Do we have to breathe underwater?
Oh, no! No! It's just damp.
Okay. Yuck.
All right.
Like, damp with cocoon innards, or just damp from, like, groundwater?
Damp like a swimming pool.
Or damp like a crotch.
Isn't that the same thing as a cocoon? Doesn't it mean ass?
Yeah.
That was the implication.
That's where my ass is and my crotch.
That's where...
Is that the title? I gotta make a title!
Every single episode, I feel like there's a different form of something wrong with all of us.
Yes!
Like, it's never the same.
Decades from now, psychologists will still be using this as the gold standard. Just to play it!
All the diagnoses are just going to be episode titles. It's like, oh yeah, it's episode 32.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I was going to say they play these episodes just to be like, see, you could be this bad.
Yeah, you can only go up from here, guys.
No, I do like Alex's idea better. Let's see. What are some of the things you could be diagnosed with?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You have a bad case of I'll give you a pass because you don't have any eyes. Or Hello Kitty lockpick set. Guys, my sinuses have never been clearer.
I think one was Leave It to Beaver, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The last episode ever.
Oh my gosh, yep.
Yeah. Oh, now I've done it. Okay, back on track.
Ka-chink, ka-chunk.
So right. We're getting into the hole.
Yep, it makes that sound each time you jump down in.
I thought you were closing it over us.
Is it like a dug hole, like it's dirt? Like
uh-huh. I mean, this is all dirt, but yeah, it looks more roughly hewn than the rest
of
it.
So where did this tunnel come from? Has this always been here? Is he going to know we're in it?
Oh, no. It's not monitored. It's just a way that many people know to get around. In case of emergency. Probably used to be maybe secret exit for king. Mm. But this room not used.
Oh, what happened to the king?
Chitra eat.
Whoa! Oh. Wait, so
seems
he
to be
ate
a recurring
your king
theme around here.
Yeah, he ate your king and then like just stayed here, or he was already in the.
He was part of clan.
Okay, all right.
Hostile takeover.
Yeah.
I see.
So Chiltrow is just a like rank and file member of the clan.
He been around for a long time before I born. I think part of him eating gods make him live long. So I'm not sure if he come from elsewhere. I thought he always part of clan, so...
Oh.
We're not really supposed to talk about life before Chiltra.
Oh, okay. Fun times, this Chiltra guy.
It's important to control narrative when you... despot.
Yeah.
Have you ever read 1984? I lend it you. It back in common room.
It hit my pillow.
Between lobster and worm thing.
All right. So you all hop down into this damp, dark tunnel.
Yeah.
That leads off to the... Since east and west is just out the door now, we'll just say to the right.
Is it stairs?
No.
I guess
it
I
does
have
kind
to
of slope down a little bit.
Club out, lit up because
you're not.
I guess I have to, right?
It's dark.
It's dark.
In here, yeah.
I would need it because I don't have another way
mm-hmm.
of doing that.
And it cuts underground. Well, you're all underground, but
okay, cool.
It's kind of like you're like kind of hunched down. It's really uncomfortable for Bathwack and Dew. Rafina, you can walk normally. Will, you're a little bit hunched over.
Mm-hmm.
What
is our elevation? Can we tell?
Please pull out your altimeter. You're not, like, plunging down into the earth. Like, you're not going to hit the mantle anytime soon. It just kind of slopes gently downward.
Okay.
So, eventually you get to what appears to be a dead end. But then they push on the wall in front of all of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens up to reveal a relatively well-appointed sleeping quarters. There's a large ornate bed, some rugs and cushions scattered atop it. There's an iron chest in here that's open.
Does it have weapons in it?
It appears to be empty. But yeah, this room generally gives off an air of disuse, similar to some of the other rooms you've been in.
Just because he's too big to move around, huh? Like, does this seem it would have been maybe the leader's thing?
Potentially.
Or, yeah.
It's nice. I mean, it's the nicest thing you've seen.
Because it's the secret exit under, behind the throne or whatever. That's just all I'm wondering.
Could be. That's a fair assumption to make.
Okay. What is the lizard? Why are there... Oh, those are the baby. I see.
Yeah. All right,
I see. They followed us. That's
They're
awesome.
Still climbing all over Dew.
Are you related to these lizard babies?
Huh? He? I don't know. Is he? He points at Dew.
What?
No, I'm talking.
No, I'm just good with small lizards. I say in common.
I don't have babies. No.
Okay.
Well, these babies might give our location away, or children, or whatever I would call them. Small lizards.
No, that, yes, that good point. And he walks up to Dew and he starts smacking at them. Get off! Get out! Get out of here!
Oh,
one drops down. He kind of kicks it towards the hole where you guys came through.
Oh my God, Mo! Jeez!
You're gonna turn it right to Chiltura.
They're not like punting them.
Okay, just minor kicks.
Yeah, just like little like love kicks.
Love kicks.
Love punts.
Okay. Like,
I mean, they're being rough with them.
Okay.
Like,
sending them off in a playful way.
Not playful.
Oh.
But rough. Like, it's...
Okay. It's cultural. Let's not ask about it.
I'm not gonna
get in there. I have no idea how lizard folk treat their babies. Oh, man.
Mo turns back. He says, "You have to be a bit rough with them, or else they stick around forever." So Mo goes. There's a door to the north of this room. Mo pushes it open.
Okay.
And beyond is another room. This looks more like a sitting room. There's a nice table of polished wood in the center.
Ooh.
Also, just not really much in here. It's relatively bare. There's a chair that's overturned in the corner.
So there's really nothing around? Like, can I do a roll an investigation for, like, I don't know, secret doors or secret levelers? Leveler!
There might be some secret levelers, some shims or something like that.
I mean, I'm just sticking around in the bedroom area and I'm doing it there.
Okay,
roll
ahead.
For that?
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, that's a... The threes are very hard to read. I thought it was an 8. It's a 13 plus... What am I doing? Investigation. 6, that's 19.
Okay. I mean, there's another wooden door in the on the right side of the room there that Mo wasn't interested in.
Mm-hmm.
It's closed. You don't find any other secret exits or entrances or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tucked sort of next to the iron chest, between the chest and the wall, you find a jade figurine of a rattlesnake.
Oh. I'll pick it up. Well, is it huge or small?
No, it's small.
Okay. Jade figurine of a rattlesnake.
Are you stealing it?
Oh, yeah. Nobody will believe me back in Tivoli that I did all these adventures unless I have some souvenirs, so I gotta take something.
Look, I got the statue from a...
In a cave under a river! And nobody believes me.
Yeah. This proves it!
You didn't go into nature, Will! We don't believe you at all! Fuck you guys! Look at this! This doesn't prove anything!
Look, it says made in Taiwan right on the bottom.
And everyone knows Taiwan is under a river.
That's right.
He is telling the truth. B, Yeah, Mo's on a mission.
All right.
They head to the north end of this room, the other room. Oh, not the babies. The babies are gone. Let's just... They're dead.
they're dead?
There's this tiny hole you all miss. They fall. It's a 400-foot pit, and they splat at the bottom of it.
Oh, my God. You're the worst. Gnats at the bottom.
Yeah.
Drowned. It's great.
Hey, I'm not allowed to mention them.
Gnats at the... I thought you said, like, gnats the bug. I was no. Like, wouldn't the 400-foot drop be bad enough?
And then you have to deal with these gnats.
That's annoying.
Right. And Mo turns to you all and they say, guys, there are guys in here.
Oh. Yeah? Well, that's great.
This is way. We not to Chiltra yet. Should we run in? Stop them? Cut them?
Well,
slash them?
How do we know whether they're on Chiltra's side or not?
This is guard room, so probably guard.
Oh, crap. So this is the this is like where the guards hang out? Oh, why are you taking us?
There are many guard rooms.
Oh, great.
This one. It's not big. It's small. I mean, they may be packed in, but don't know.
All right.
Sound like a few.
Can you get in, like, for even a few seconds without raising suspicion and get a lay of the land, and then we can rush in?
Yeah. Like, what happens when a non-guard guy encounters other guards?
Maybe not kill me right away, but it be weird me come from this way. There are no other way through here. Other than this and the tunnel that we use.
I think we should charge in and try to surprise them.
Okay. Right. Dude pulls out his morning stars.
How far away are we from where Chiltra is? I don't want to make a lot of noise. Is it possible to...
Oh, Chiltra no hear us here.
He won't hear
Too
us
far.
Here? Okay.
Too far.
Then let's just kill him, guys. Woo! Kill him, guys.
All right.
I have a grenade. Just kidding. I don't have a grenade. This would be really handy if I did.
It's just a pineapple.
Oh my god, the image of Rafina holding a pineapple. I have a grenade! None of us know what a grenade is.
No, I think the better image is Rafina says, I have a pineapple, and you turn around and she's holding her grenade. I think that's better.
Oh my god.
Who wants a slice?
Yeah, and then she's going to go and she's going to innocently feed Chiltra a pineapple.
In an effort to be friends.
This is the pious pineapple.
It's the peace. Peace, cheese, and pious pineapple.
There's actually a story about one of the French kings. The first time he ever saw a pineapple, he greedily bit into it. And he banned pineapple from France because it cut up his mouth because he didn't actually eat the inside of it.
Oh my god.
I mean, it could be apocryphal, but I've always remembered that story.
I also feel like that'd be a weird thing to ban in France. Like, a tremendous amount of effort would have had to have gone into getting it there in the first place.
So well, it's like,
nobody else go 10,000 miles west and bring one of these things back to me. Don't ever do that again.
No one's even going to try to deny me. Everybody's too afraid of me and my masculinity.
It'd be like me biting into a moon rock and being like, don't anybody ever bring moon rocks back here.
Moon rock's a band. Never gonna bring a moon rock back into my town.
I have spoken. Nobody bring me more moon rocks. End of discussion.
On your re-election platform, I made a decree. No one would ever bring a moon rock here. And guess what? Not a single moon rock. I make shit happen.
Oh, man.
Okay. So we go?
As quietly as possible.
Yeah, how many do we think we hear?
Do you want to take Perception turns check. Listening at the door?
Perception check. 13 plus... 1, 14.
More than 2, less than 8.
Oh, we got
Do
this, guys.
Do you want us all rolling perception?
If you are perceiving.
I rolled an 8.
Oh. I perceive.
More than 1, less than 12.
Hmm.
I'm also farther from the door, so...
That's why.
That's why. Busy trying to get this moon rock taste out of my mouth.
Total of 20.
Total of 20. Rafina, you think like 4 or 5?
That's the number of people, of lizard folk.
Hey, they're people too. Brom's a dwarf.
Oh man, I'm so confused. I keep looking at that on my notes now. Brom equals dwarf, and I'm just so... I know, my mind's exploding.
I was reviewing my old notes, and I never had that fact.
Yeah.
So what? We rush in and stab?
Should we try to pass peacefully first? Bathwack, can you lie?
Yeah, let's not burst down the door. Let's start walking in as though we're supposed to be there, and then when they challenge us, we kill them.
Right.
All
right,
how about I walk in and say you're relieved?
Oh, maybe we can use Mo as like a prisoner and be like, yeah, and you say that like we have to bring this guy to Chiltra because he's a bad guy.
Are you okay with that, Mo?
I say whatever. I'm up for anything.
All right.
I think probably end up us stabbing and slashing and
probably
put sword in guts and all that stuff.
But man, Bathwack's such a good
liar. It'll give us a few seconds to get the lay of the land.
Sure, no, I'm happy. I get to kill Chiltera, subservient fucking scum.
Oof.
Oof. Oof. I like that. That's good.
That's what we say in my lizard clan.
When you stab, oof, oof.
Just, yep, that's what we do. I'm preparing
you
to
stick,
say it a lot.
Stick knife in throat, oof, oof.
Yep, it's great.
Oof.
So Mo, how about you put your hands behind your back and I'll pretend that you're bound. Mm-hmm. And then I'll draw my sword and we'll walk in. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, you're relieved. We need to take this guy to Chiltera and then all hell will break loose. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yes. Hell.
Learned a new common word. All right.
So, Mo assumes the position. They've got their hands behind their back. Mm-hmm. And you push open the door. We're going to find out what's in that room next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, what? Wow.
It's not even 11 o'clock.
Not even. We're all here and coherent. And this way I'll get to figure out what happens when you go into this room.
Okay.
I have so much energy left now.
I know.
That's the idea.
People have energy.
Actually, stop when people have energy still.
Well, should we do another episode now?
That's how it works, right?
All right, it's next time now.
It's
previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Loose Change Edition.
All right, none of us remember what happened last time.
Yeah, it's impossible. It's too long
Which
ago.
Kind of gives a lie to the idea that we still have a lot of energy and are paying attention.
And some lizard children fell down a pit. I remember that.
And oh, the owl is actually a dwarf.
A human. Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.